County Executive, appointing Mr. Pat Harley to the position of Director of Administrative Services.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Welcome to the new world of finance and audit for this year. Obviously, this will be our possibly lone meeting of this committee, so we're excited to work with you for one term. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Mr. Pat Farley as our nominee for the Director of Department of Administrative Services. Mr. Farley, in the last year, has had some very significant achievements that I'd like to talk about today. When he started at the county, he looked back at all of the audits and recommendations from the prior boards and discovered that there was some good policy to be gleaned and came to us with the idea of creating a facilities division under DAS to utilize the A&E and facilities working together with capital risk management and budget to analyze and recommend strategic assessments, including process changes to streamline, assess gaps in current process, and reduce redundancy across that. This includes having a facility study to increase the robust information that this division has to recommend policy and long-range planning for the county's assets. He also began to align procurement across the county, both philosophically, so every department is following the same guidelines and rules, as well as structurally, to ensure that the county is protected. He also oversees the reconstituted freestanding Economic Development Division, which we hope to have very exciting things to share with you in regards to it over the coming year. He also led the recruitment of our nominee that we'll be talking about later this morning, Chris Lindberg, who will be heading up IMSD to give our county the strongest backbone for this division, since it provides the services all of us so integrally utilize every day. He also created a department that's open to innovative ideas that encourages analyzing past practices to ensure that the county is moving forward, being a government that is emulated, in which it also includes looking at things like having a strong operations manager in Julie Ash to ensure that all staff's functions are aligned across the unit. It's the county executive's pleasure to be nominating Mr. Farley today, and we hope that you will consider supporting his nomination. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Farley, would you like to add anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All I'd like to add is, if it's the committee and the board's pleasure, I would look forward to another four years, I've been here for a year, less than a year, of working on these initiatives and others with the board as they come up to try to make Milwaukee County a strong and vibrant organization and be able to serve, deliver the services that the citizens of the community need and deserve.
Thank you. Any questions of the appointee? Dr. Minion, Supervisor Roman West.
I have a comment, and that is that I had a meeting yesterday with Tia, and before that, I really wasn't aware that you still worked here. I haven't seen you, I want to say, since December. Mm-hmm. And I know that we were a little spoiled with our DAS director, Ms. Archer. She was very present, calling your office. As a member of finance and audit, there's absolutely no way that I should not know that you still work here. Mm-hmm. I should see you on a regular basis. I should receive communication from your office on a regular basis. After I spoke with Ms. Torhorst yesterday, I did get a call from your office asking if I wanted to meet with you. That's a little late, you know, and I got a glowing recommendation from Ms. Torhorst. She said, you know, he works really hard, and that may or may not be true. I don't know because I don't see you. You know, usually, normally, the DAS director, even when Linda Seymour was here, would sit at the table during finance and audit, and we were very accessible to us. And I just haven't seen you, and I haven't gotten communications from you. I don't get emails from you, and you know, it's hard for me to vote and say and give you my vote of confidence when I really don't have that relationship with you, which I should. Because again, this is my third term now in finance, and so I'm drawing from my past experience, and so that's going to be my comment. I don't know what's going to happen with the committee today or with the full board, but that's something that I'd like you to be cognizant of, is the fact that we really do expect to see you. And I understand that you feel that, you know, your staff is on the front line and they do the work and they should be here. We don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. And so we would like to see you.
Sure, and I understand. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I know my office did reach out. If it was just yesterday, that's contrary than what I was told, and I will check that. And I am a very different person than Cindy Archer. And I can't hide that. I'm a different person. I run things differently. I let people take credit for their good things they do rather than stifle creativity. And I respect their opinions, and I think that they should take credit for their good work. So that's probably why you're here from the staff more, to be able to have some pride in what they do and allow them to speak their mind rather than to be coerced to take a view that they may not share, and as public servants, they don't think is in the best interest of the county. So we are different people, but I will would work on that in the future.
Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as a side note, it almost has the appearance of you believe that you work for the county executive and not for the county board. And I'm 110% sure that that's what, you know, that's what you believe, but that's what it gives us the appearance of, to have no accessibility to the DAS director, to see us very little at finance and audit meetings. I think the last time I saw you, you were running in here to grab one of your staff. It wasn't even to sit and stay and listen to what was going on. And that just, you know, it's a little troubling. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Ramos. Any other questions, concerns, comments? Not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Move approval.
Supervisor Cullen moves approval.
A motion for approval. Supervisor Cullen?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Jersey?
No.
Haas?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
No.
Motion approved by a vote of 4-3.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.